My guest at this time is California Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. He represents the Golden State's 48th Congressional District, and he joins me now to offer his thoughts on the latest developments in the immigration debate. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, I'm very happy to make sure that I join you in alerting the American people to this danger that is right upon us.
One of the things that made the most headlines probably this week was when Marco Rubio, most people consider him the most conservative member of the Gang of Eight, who had said he's, you know, possibly not going to even vote for this thing if the border security provisions he thinks ought to be in there aren't in there. But then earlier this week, in talking to Univision, he says that legalization has to come before border security. How did you react to that?
Yeah, Rubio is so confused and so mixed up. I think that he has given up his place, his rightful place, to advise any of us in Washington what to do, and certainly not he's given up any right to be trusted by the American people. It was just over and over, contradiction after contradiction, lie after lie. The fact is that he all along has been saying we have to have border security first, and then he, you know, when he gets on Spanish TV, he ends up saying, no, no, that will never get in the way. Our legalization of status isn't contingent on border control. Well, this is outrageous, and no one should believe him. But the whole establishment here is doing that. I mean, we've been telling they're running commercials. They're still running commercials about how this is a, you know, it's not an amnesty, you know, and we're going to control the border first before we legalize the status. And Rubio has already said that's not true. So did Schumer, the other co-sponsor of the bill. So this is and they're going to try to foist it upon us. They're going to try to push it down our throats, and they're going to try to do it in a hurry. So we need to alert the American people.
Rubio would argue, sir, that temporary or probationary legal status comes first, then border security, and the border security has to be in place before any sort of permanent legal status or citizenship were to happen. Does that help you at all?
Yeah, this is just a lot of weasel words that Rubio and these people are throwing in. They're going to legalize the status of people who are here illegally. And once they do that, that is an amnesty. And once they do that, there will be no border security improvements. It'll all be a facade, which is what they promised Ronald Reagan. But more than that, the border won't be any more secure, but there will be tens of millions of people around the world who have now heard, oh my gosh, the people who went over there illegally now have been legalized. Let's get going. And if we better bring our children too, because the people who are there, who are now been legalized, their children are getting free education and health care, and they're getting free food that we couldn't serve them here. Let's go.
And Congressman, one of the other things that happened this week in the Senate is that a bill that would have made border security triggers be in place before any sort of legalization process begins, sponsored by Chuck Grassley of Iowa, got voted down. What statement do you think was made by that, and would you support a bill if that were in there?
Well, that shows you exactly what the intent of the people pushing this legislation is, the fact that they couldn't put legitimate triggers into the bill that would have been able to, so we'd be able to determine whether or not the border had been made more secure. So the fact that they had to vote that down in the Senate, it shows you that they're not serious and they're not sincere. And they're lying to us when they say otherwise. Could I vote for a bill that had that provision in it? I'm not going to vote for any bill that has a provision that legalizes the status of those people who are here illegally.
We're talking with California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, and let's shift it over to the House now, sir, where you are, of course, and House Speaker John Boehner has called immigration his number one priority this year and says he would not necessarily make sure that he has a majority of House Republicans behind whatever bill ultimately comes to the floor. How's that playing in the conference?
If I would consider that a betrayal of the Republican members of the House and a betrayal of the Republicans throughout the country and the American. Just as legalizing the status of illegals and suffering the consequences of 50 million new people heading in our direction is a betrayal of the interests of the American people. And if Boehner moves forward, if Speaker Boehner moves forward and permits this to come to a vote, even though the majority of Republicans in the House, and that's if they do, oppose whatever it is that's coming to a vote, he should be removed as Speaker.
And real quick follow-up there, sir. Does that suggest from what you said, if there's a majority against it, that that the conference is weakening on this?
Well, we don't know what the conference is on that. The Speaker may well be representing the majority now, for all I know. We've been in an era with this last year of massive propaganda and pressure on each and every one of us from the big moneyed interest in our districts who want cheap labor and the news media that wants to further the cause of the liberal left in our country. They've been pushing. For all I know, if there was a vote in our conference, I don't know how it would go. But the American people, if they start speaking up and calling their congressmen to make sure that they'll vote against any legalization of illegals, that would have an impact. And again, if the Speaker decides to just ignore that and go on, I think he's declaring war on a lot of us in the conference.
Last point, if constituents do want to get involved, the timetable on this seems to be that the Democrats and the Gang of Eight want to get this done before summer recess. So the timetable is crunched here pretty much, right?
Yeah, they want those people pushing this bill are doing it in the most deceptive and on a dishonest way. They're trying to push it very quickly before the American people have a chance to see what's in the bill, just like they did with Obamacare, where, we'll read it afterwards and find out exactly what's in it. No, the American people deserve a right to talk about a specific piece of legislation and specifically to know if they believe in it or not and to alert their representative as to what their position is. If they try to push this through and slide it on through before we even know what's in the bill and we don't have the support of and it doesn't have the support because people haven't studied the provisions yet to know what impact it has. We don't have the hearings. How about hearings on the bill so we'll find out what those provisions will actually do? That's the declaration of war on me and those of us who are fighting this. But it's also a betrayal of the American people. If we pass anything, it should be segmented parts of the issue so that each and every bill does something specific and so we can vote up and down on that rather than trying to have some grandiose bill that is hard to understand that will legalize the status of those who are here and probably bring down, the barriers that even overseas right now, one of the biggest barriers, they don't know if they get over the United States whether they're going to be legalized or not. Well, if we legalize the people here, expect tens of millions of more to come.
Congressman, we'll let you go. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
All right. Thank you.
California Republican Dana Rohrabacher represents his state's 48th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WND.com.